The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 117, Mayberry Party Line. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some great Mayberry items. You're going to love them. Drop by and just check it out. Look around. Weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you so much for your support. Hey, folks. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to have you with us. And tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about a Mayberry Party Line. Mayberry Party Line. And no, we're not talking about politics. This is not what this is about. Not at all. We're going to talk about telephone party lines. And you'll remember on the episode of what happened in Mayberry the day Malcolm Tucker visited. It was the episode Man in a Hurry, and that was the 79th episode aired. And it aired back on January 14th, 1963. Now, you remember Mr. Tucker. I don't know if you actually remember him or not, but his car broke down just outside of town, about 2 miles outside of town that day. So he broke down out there, and he walked into Mayberry. Well, it was a Sunday. It was a Sunday there in Mayberry. And when he walked into town, there's nobody around. Nobody's there. Because everybody was at church and things. Everything was broken or, you know, closed up for the day. There was just nothing going on. So Andy actually met up with Mr. Tucker outside the church, you know. So he carried him over to the gas station, met Gomer. And then Gomer told him, said, look, you're not going to get your car fixed today because it's Sunday. It's Sunday and we're closed. All we do is pump some water and air. And so Andy said, well, come on back to the house with me or, you know, and we'll take care of this. But first they went by and saw Wally, and Wally told him, hey, I can't fix it today. Mr. Tucker went back to the gas station, said, is there not anybody else that could work on my car? And Gomer said, well, there is one other person, my cousin Goober. And well, his cousin Goober, he couldn't help him because he was out on the water in his boat that day. So if you remember all that, I'm just setting this up. So they got back to the courthouse after Mr. Tucker had stolen the car from over, not the car, the truck from over at Wally's. Remember, he went over there, tried to get him to get Goober. Goober said, oh, he's out on the water. So he went and took the truck. Andy had to catch him and brought Mr. Tucker back to the courthouse. So he brought him in over at the courthouse. And I was talking to him there. He said, look, you're not arrested. You're not under arrest. And let's just hear. Here's the scene. Here it is.
I'm willing to forget it this time, but next time I might not be so willing.
By the way, I am entitled to make one phone call under the law, am I not?
You're not under arrest. You make all the phone calls you want. It won't do you any good, though. See, the Mendelbright sisters visit by phone every Sunday afternoon. Everybody knows about Maud and Cora, and they let them use the phone for a good 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, Maud lives here, and Cora lives in Mount Pilot, and they're in their 80s, and it's kind of hard for them to get about. Now, come on home with me, Mr. Tucker. Come on.
No mechanics, one gas station open, people allowed to use the phone all day long. I've been in towns in my time, but this beats them all.
So Mr. Tucker was upset because the phone lines were tied up. Now, phone lines were tied up. How many of you guys actually remember party line telephones? Now, for you young folks, and not much younger than me, actually, but because I remember them, but barely, there used to be basically everybody that was not a business. Businesses had direct phone lines, but But basically homes, residential customers, were on a party line. And they tended to be between 2 and 10, maybe up to 20 people on a party line. So that each one of you had a different ring, and it was basically like a shared connection. So if somebody on your party line was talking to somebody else, if you picked up your telephone, you would hear them talk. Well, that's what this whole episode's about, that Mr. Tucker can't call anywhere because the Mendelbrot sisters are on the phone and talking. So here, let's hear one more clip, another clip of this. Here we go.
So first my right foot started tingling, and then my left foot began tingling.
Oh, I've had that.
You know what it is?
No.
Would you like to know?
If you'd like to tell me.
Your foot's asleep. That's what I said.
I told you.
This is ridiculous, wasting valuable time on drivel, talking about people's feet falling asleep.
That's probably Maud.
Cora, too. I wonder what causes that.
Oh.
I have that every now and then. Maybe I ought to go see their doctor.
Maybe I ought to go see their doctor. I wonder what causes that. Well, that's a running joke around a lot of the Mayberry fans. I wonder what causes that. Maybe I ought to go see their doctor. Anyway, so Mr. Tucker couldn't use the phone. And as you heard there, he picked up the phone at Andy's house. That's where he was when he picked that up. And he could hear the Mendelbrot sisters talking with one another. And, you know, this has always been a running, funny scene that this is going on, and poor Mr. Tucker is stuck here. So he tries one more time while he's there at Andy's house, and he tries another time to get on the phone here. So here we go. What is that? Yes, this is it. Here you go.
You mean the daughter who went north to college?
No, Maud. She went west. The one with her father's nose.
Oh, of course. Moosey. What about her?
Her feet fell asleep, too.
Outrageous. Sheer idiocy. I can't believe this is happening to me. A public utility being tied up like this. You people are living in another world.
Easy, Mr. Tucker.
This is the 20th century. Don't you realize that? The whole world is living in a desperate space age. Men are orbiting the Earth. International television has been developed. And here, a whole town is standing still because two old women's feet fall asleep.
I wonder what causes that.
Oh.
So he is so frustrated because this is a businessman, you know, from over in Charlotte. You know, he is so frustrated that he can't get through because of this party line. So Andy has already told him that, you know, when they were at the courthouse, it's not going to do you any good because you can't call anybody because they're going to be on the phone for 3 or 4 hours. Mr. Tucker is so frustrated by this. And so here's the, I believe, the last time. And he finally gets on the phone with them to try to reason with them to get them to let him use the phone line. So here's another clip.
The doctor says my feet fall asleep because my high button shoes are too tight.
Who doctor is that?
The one who fixed my teeth.
He certainly should know.
Ladies, excuse me a moment.
Who's that, Cora?
I don't know. I think someone's listening.
No, wait, ladies, please. Just a moment.
Who is
hello?
This?
Hello, hello.
Hello,
hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is
hello?
This?
Hello.
Hello.
Our ladies, just listen a moment. My name is Malcolm Tucker.
Who?
Malcolm Tucker.
Of the Buffalo Tuckers?
No, I'm from Charlotte, Tucker Enterprises. And I have...
I knew Charlotte Tucker. She married that man who fell down a lot.
She married that lens-grinding man from Hutchinson, Kansas.
Oh, poor Mr. Tucker. If you could remember his face, he is so just downtrodden here that he cannot get these ladies to understand what he's talking about. Well, this came up, this discussion about the party lines, and I had never considered this, so this was completely new to me. But it came up on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest recently. As a matter of fact, during Christmas. And Ken Anderson wrote in on actually Christmas Eve. He had written this into the digest. He had a question. He said, when Malcolm Tucker wanted to use the phone and the Mendelbrot sisters were on it all afternoon, Why didn't Andy just take him to the courthouse or some other house that's to use the phone? Certainly the entire town of Mayberry wasn't on the same party line. He said he thought of that while he was soaking in his bubble bath the other night. That's what he said. Anyway, that had never occurred to me. Because, yeah, Andy was at the courthouse with Mr. Tucker and told Mr. Tucker, well, it won't do you any good. You can't make a call because the Mendelbrot sisters are going to be on the phone for 3 or 4 hours. Then he took him back to his house. And, of course, Mr. Tucker kept picking up the receiver and listening to the Mendelbrot sisters complain about their feet falling asleep and, you know, the doctor that worked on her teeth and all that kind of thing. So, you know, he kept hearing all that stuff. But it was a great question that Ken asked. Of course, the show wouldn't have been anywhere near as funny and pleasant had they just took him to another house. But he couldn't call out at least long distance because they were using the phone. Well, we had a couple of people write in with suggestions of what it might be. Joe Gritton, he wrote in and said, well, apparently there's just one long distance line out of Mayberry. Maybe that's true. Could be. He also said the other possibility is that it could be that on Sunday, Sarah takes Sunday off and just plugs in the cords and the entire town is effectively one party line. So anybody could talk to anybody at that time. Maybe that could be it. So, you know, we don't really know about that, but that was what he was. That's just his speculation. It's just a wonderful mystery. But with today's technology, Cora, he wrote a thing where she had texted him. So we might go back to that in a minute. Then we had Dixon Hayes. He wrote in and said, the question about the party line setup is a very good one. Clearly, it affected the courthouse because we knew Andy was in there. Yet, how in the world did Barney get away with calling up and flirting with and even making dates with Juanita down at the diner without Thelma Lou finding out about it? If the whole town was on a party line. So that can't be. Surely she would have picked up on one of the conversations or heard from somebody else since people tended to really listen in to these party line calls. So people eavesdropped all the time on these things. So that was a good point from Dixon. And then, you know, so there was a lot of discussion about that. And we didn't ever come up with a good answer. We don't know, but because we know this, because when Mr. Tucker stole the truck from over at Wally's, Gomer ran immediately to the phone and picked up the phone and rang it and got in touch with Sarah and said, Sarah, you know, he was saying Sarah. And then you saw Andy had gotten Mr. Tucker and brought him back to the courthouse with the truck and gave the keys to, you know, Gomer. And Gomer said, I'm going to keep him in my pocket from now on. So we know the phones worked, at least in town. Now, it could be that you couldn't get an outside line, which is because Andy said at the beginning that, let's see, which one was it? Maude lives in Mayberry and Cora lives over in Mount Pilot, and folks in town just let them talk for 3 or 4 hours every Sunday afternoon because they were old. You know, so we know that it happened. Anyway, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. If you call, you can call in at 888-684-8415 and give us some feedback about that. That would be, if you got any good theories about how that may have worked, because for sure we used to have a party line when I was growing up and you could not talk on the phone if your neighbor was talking on the phone because you'd pick it up and they'd be talking. So you'd hang it back up and you could actually hear when somebody picked up the phone. There was a difference in the way the sound of the phone was. So, you know, so even we didn't have the party line that you turn a crank and rang the phone. But we did have one that was just a regular party line you picked up and you could hear people talking if somebody was in using the phone. Anyway, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. You can call me, like I said, and I'll give that number again at the end and it'll be in the show notes. And you could also email me and let me know. Again, we'll give you all that information at the end of the show. Ken did do a little bit more research into party lines because this came up and so he was trying to find out about it. He said, with the recent discussion about telephones and party lines in Mayberry, he said, I did some reading about party lines and found out that there are still some party lines being used. One example is a community linked by party lines is in Big Santa Ana Canyon, high in the mountains above Los Angeles, near the Sierra Madre, California. Where they've got 81 cabins in a group camp and a PAC station all communicate by magneto-type crank phones. So in California, they still have some of these phone systems. One ring for the PAC station, two rings for the camp, three rings, and all the cabins pick it up. So they can all pick up and be told something. Anyway, he said he was just wondering whatever happened to Sarah. Maybe she moved to Big Santa Ana Canyon in order to keep working. So maybe she did. Maybe that's where Sarah is now. And I tell you what, if I ever was there, I would definitely ask for Sarah when I picked up those phones. Anyway, folks, this is an interesting topic. It's something I'd never thought about. I was glad Ken came up with that question. Why did Mr. Tucker not just go to somewhere else to hear the to be able to get onto the phone? Why did that happen? So, you know, we don't know, but hey, it was a great question. And, you know, please don't take any of these things like this as something that would keep you from having a good time watching the Andy Griffith Show. These are just things pointed out so that you can enjoy yourself even a little bit more. Now, if you'll remember, I'm going to play the very end of the episode because it's real short, and then we'll get right back. But Mr. Tucker was out on the porch at the end of the episode. If you'll remember, he slowed down. You know, he decided his car was still torn up so he could actually stay in Mayberry and have some of that slow living. But if you'll remember, out on the back porch, or on the front porch, Andy and Barney were out there singing. Mr. Tucker had that apple core, or apple where he was peeling it. That was just a beautiful scene where they zoomed in on that apple as Mr. Tucker had fallen asleep sitting in that chair. Well, folks, hey, I want to thank you for dropping by. Thank you for listening to Two Chairs, No Waiting. I would love to hear from you, your thoughts about this or other topics, but I'd love to hear from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415, email me at floyd@mayberry.com, or drop by the website at twochairsnowaiting.com, or you can drop by over at facebook.com/twochairs, and you can leave comments there at either of those two sites as well. So I'd love to hear from you, your thoughts about this. Now, we're going to end this show today because I just felt like it was very fitting with Andy and Barney and Mr. Tucker singing Church in the Wildwood. So, folks, thanks for coming, and we look forward to seeing you guys next week.
No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier spot in the vale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.